What everybody searches for lies within them of their own self. It's an identity that you've lost. That's what it is. It's an identity that you've lost. It's you. You're lost. Not you, the body. Huh? Not you, the body. Not you with a little mind. But the inner you. The true you. The true self. That thing that lies inside. It's a spiritual reality that lies within. And if you can see past what you see now and look within and find this spiritual reality, then the reality that you now see changes, because the reality that you now see is the illusion. It is the dream. It's called life. And it's perfect. It's a perfect dream. And nothing in this dream can be wrong. Nothing. It only appears wrong to the mind, because only from the mind is the wrongs. And it's the same mind that has created the life that we now see. It's a creator of its own fear. But if you look within, there's a greater creation. There's the very essence of life. There is inside you lies the place or the space where the dream is dreamt. And all you have to do is wake up. It's like when you're having a nightmare. And it's real. You feel the pain. You feel the fear. You feel the hate. You feel everything in the nightmare. And it's true. You see. What you see is true. It really is. It's as true in that reality as it is now. As a matter of fact, in the dream state, you are closer to the true reality of life than you are when you're awake, focusing only from your mind. But if you're having a nightmare and you wake up, you know the feeling. You say, thank God it was just a nightmare. And this is the same as waking up spiritually. You start to wake up. The second you see your first spiritual fact, your Christ consciousness is touched. And at that second, that is when you start to wake up. And if you ever truly wake up, you'll wake up from the nightmare to the beautiful, absolute truth of the inner self, the oneness, the realization that all things are one, single, divine thought, broke up into pieces via Christ-conscious states under the illusion of mankind. We have forgot how to wake up to see what is instead of what isn't. Because what we see really, really isn't real. The true reality lies within. And if you can go within from here, this, and only from here, only from here can the troubles and the problems of the universe be solved. It is the raising of the level of conscious state of humanity. This must happen to get ourselves out of the mess we're in. Because the mind that has created the problem has lost its identity. It is sick. It doesn't know what it's doing. It's out of control. And this is why the world is what it is. It's perfect. From the spiritual side, it's perfect. From the mankind side, because it creates so much hell, It is full of imperfections. And these imperfections are not created from the inner self, from the Christ consciousness, or from what is called God. It is created from the free will and the free mind of mankind. And all you have to do is to look within and see how beautiful and how spiritual you really are. And when this is seen, then the solutions to all your problems will come. And when you can solve your own, when you can see the spiritual side of its workings, how it is all thought, manifest into form, when you can see this, then you can help others. But under the illusion of the mind, of what we call intelligence, it is impossible. Because the mind, like mankind itself, is an illusion. It's the illusion forming the illusion with the idea that they're separate, playing the perfect game. And it's not until they see the oneness. This is what you search for. The oneness. The oneness of all things. Because this oneness is the isness. And if you can see this isness, you will see everything is because it is, and nothing in the world can change it. The only way you can change the universe is by changing yourself. Start to see the spiritual realities that lie within, and you will start to see a more beautiful, tranquil, a more loving, a more understanding life. And from this position, because you're becoming healthy, you will start to help your way. But it is only through truth, by hearing truth, because truth is religion. It's a realization of a spiritual fact. And the person that realizes a spiritual fact, his wishes become true. His wishes are granted. Because he starts to find faith. And faith is knowledge being manifest into form. And if you can start living that, you can start to live in faith. And it's beyond what you think it is. Because when it's knowledge, it's life. Because all life is knowledge. All life is thought. Knowledge and thought. But take the true knowledge and let it go into your heart, and it will manifest and form all around you and prove its existence. This reality that we see now, it's a fact. It's here. It's a reality. It's true. But within this reality that we see, there is as many realities as there are human souls on earth. Because each living soul has a free will and a free mind to see whatever he wants to see using God's power. So we all use God's power to create whatever we are. But we don't know it. Because we're lost and we're sick. And we turn the power against our own selves. Now the idea is to realize all the power lies within. And knowledge takes you to levels of conscious state. Different realities, different way of seeing with clarity, seeing not one little individual soul's trip, and life and judging and analyzing, but seeing everybody, truly seeing everybody is a spirit playing a game, and they are perfect, unbelievable, absolute way, not knowing what they're doing or knowing what they're doing. And if they're not knowing what they're doing, then you feel empathy, love, but not sorrow. Because sorrow is a sickness of the mind. Sorrow is only a feeling which we create and we put onto objects that we either see or things we hear. But if you can see the objects without the feeling, then you're healthy. Then you can help, because you still see. It's only when you stop seeing and when you stop hearing do you have the negative feelings. It's all thought. It really is. People can say, well, that's okay talking about all thought, but that's not thought out there. And it really is. I swear before God, it's a spiritual reality manifest in form via a superconscious state which lies within you. You are it. You are it. And all you have to do is wake up to the fact, to a spiritual fact. You see, when anybody speaks truth, they can't be hurt. That's why a lot of these incredibly beautiful people in this hall tonight, other people talk to them and they don't hear them. They don't hear them. But they don't have to hear them. They only have to be present. And somewhere along the line, they'll hear it. Because it's a living soul talking to a living soul. It's not a person talking to a person. You see, we all try and help each other, which is a beautiful way, providing you don't get caught up in the feelings. Okay? Just like the sorrow. Providing you don't get caught up in the feelings. It's a beautiful thing to go out and help people and figure out what's wrong with them and talk about their past to try and help. But it's not really the way. It really shouldn't matter who that person is, what the person is, what's wrong with them, what isn't wrong with them, medically, like physically, mentally. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of problems they've got. It honestly doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what shape or form it comes in. If you talk the one truth from the impersonal, the person hearing, their problems are gone. I swear. The whole world is upside down. We all search for mind knowledge to try and solve the problems that we have. And you can't get it. Because the same mind that created the problem has to protect itself to verify that its existence is quite necessary. See? But its existence is always necessary for us to exist here. But it's why we have a mind is the important thing. And why we really have it is to use it as a receiver from our inner divine creation. Right? That which they call God, or the isness. Because God is the energy of all things. Not a man, not a person. There's no such like heavenly. When you say heaven, you relate it to a sky. You missed it. It's a state of consciousness. Because when you go inside, you realize that's all there is. It's one massive conscious state, eh? And it's so, it's so simple. It's the most complicated thing in the entire universe, because the mind refuses to accept that it already knows, so it fights it with totally everything it has. That's a perfect game. You got to find it yourself. You're truly responsible for losing it and finding it. And it's just a cosmic game. It truly is. It's a cosmic game. That's life. It's a cosmic game. It has no beginning and no end. And anything can happen. Like, it's just endless. It's endless because it's nothing. All it is energy. See? Everything in the universe is energy. Either in form or formless. Yeah? Everything. It's all the same stuff. It's all the same stuff. And it's as endless as time. Because it's God. That's what it is. And this energy is everything. It's your knowledge, my knowledge, everybody's knowledge. It's everything that can be seen and everything that is unseen. And it's there. And when somebody talks about it, you can't possibly understand it. Because all you've got is your own ideas to relate it to. And your mind says, well, I'm just stubborn enough, I'm going to get it. Eh? And it's not until one day you get it, what you're looking for, then you say, you know, I wasn't even thinking about it. Because that's when you get it. Because when you see a spiritual fact, you can rest assured you're in a state of meditation. This is why people sit and meditate all over the world. It's to try and find this spiritual fact, eh? Or at least a spiritual fact. It's millions, millions of them. They can come in any disguise, come in any color, talk about anything. It doesn't matter. It's what's been said beyond the word that's important. Because the word itself is just a bunch of horia. And everybody that sits in this room hears the word differently. So it can't be truth. Because once you hear truth, you can't hear it differently because there's only one truth. That's why a lot of people say to me, you know, one thing I don't like about all these different people, and all these different centres, you know, in Victoria and Nanaimo and here, they all agree with each other. They never fight. And I said, well, that's the idea. He says, yeah, but they all talk the same kind of thing. They all say it differently, but the same thing. I said, of course, because there's only one truth. It's something inside. You find out who and what you are inside. What you have in relationship to what is called religion. What you have in relationship to this spiritual identity that lies inside. And when you start to find you, you can rest assured you find one spiritual fact about you. You find the same spiritual fact about everybody in the universe. Because you see, there's only one truth there. And that one truth is that oneness. If you can go back to that oneness every time, you can't go wrong. It's the same as those people in here that have been listening and hearing spiritual facts. They've all cured themselves. They're starting to break down the jigsaw puzzle of life. The pattern to thought, and with it goes the negativity, because when you start finding its beauty, what you have given up to find it is the garbage. But as you start and find more and more beauty, you drop more and more garbage. You can take truth and you can bend it, you can shape it, you can stick labels on it, you can stick names on it, And if it's halved, it always comes out the same way. Because there's only that one truth. And that's all you have. A simple little thing like that. Everybody's got methods all over the place. Millions of them. Millions of books. But you see, it's very difficult to get it out of a book. Because the book, like the word, as soon as it's written, or as soon as it's spoken, it's no longer truth. It's gone. Because it drops on the ears of what you call mankind. And it's not until this mankind is ready, or the portions within mankind that are ready, only they will hear. Only they will hear, and only they will rise in a level of conscious state to see another inner reality, to find what they've been searching for from the beginning of time. Remember earlier on I said to you, you don't have to talk about your problems. We just talk spiritual facts. And the hearing of the spiritual fact automatically heals all things according to your level of conscious state. It's like you go back inside to this thing called God or this energy. And the more you go back inside, you start to wake up. And the more you start to wake up, the more you're godly powers that lie within become alive. Then you start to realize your minuteness in this universe. But even though you're minute, you are the whole. Because the rest, all the rest, is the same energy as God. And because you're inside that pull, that God pull, you can't separate. You can't go anywhere. Nobody can leave life. Nowhere to go. There honestly is nowhere to go. And that's the beauty, that you're always home. You're home in that place that they call heaven. But you don't know it. Because heaven is a conscious state. And it's not just a conscious state from the mind. Saying, I accept this as I'm in heaven. That's not it. It's not a belief. It's a spiritual fact. It's an absolute spiritual fact that this heaven exists here on earth at all times for any living individual soul to see and to live in. Because it's from here that all things are manifest. It's simplicity. Horrible word. Simplicity. Give me something I can figure out. A wee bit harder. But I think we should have our tea now. That's a lot.